You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry, cautions the author of James in the Christian Scriptures. This advice to early Christians living almost 2,000 years ago is timeless, isn't it? It sings across the ages as the antidote to self-centeredness and the key to compassion. If we could all only listen more and speak less, focusing our attention on the needs of the other rather than always on our own needs, we would surely grow in empathy and understanding and come to truly identify our collective needs as a society. From there, we could build a better world, knowing it would be fair and just for all people, including, of course, ourselves and those we love, but especially including the voices of the people on the margins, those who are actually heard fully in this universe. But this is not the universe we are living in right now, is it? I don't know about you, but at least to me, it seems like most Americans lately have not particularly thought about the Christian concept of being quick to listen and slow to speak, or the Buddhist concept of right speech, which includes principles of deep listening, or the Jewish concept of lev shomia, a listening heart, or the Islamic saying, to speak a good word or remain silent. We seem to have lost the art of listening more than we speak. Last Tuesday evening especially, we saw this on painful display. We've become so polarized and divided in this country that it seems we're not listening anymore to one another and we can't even have a conversation. And with the holidays coming up, I suspect many of us are going to double down on the usual practice of not talking about politics or religion with our extended family members, even if this year we are mostly connecting virtually or on the phone. These conversations have started to dissolve rather quickly this year into anger and frustration, and sometimes even disengagement entirely or loss of relationship. This is not healthy for anyone, and it's not sustainable for us as members of a shared society. So I'm wondering what we can do to turn this trend around, as I'm sure you are as well. I'm wondering if we can restore our faith in listening. And most critically for our times, I'm wondering if we can learn to once again listen, even when we don't agree. If we can listen across difference of opinion and still stay in mutually beneficial, safe, and meaningful relationship. Now, we all know this isn't easy. I get it. I've been there in that moment plenty of times when you're talking with someone you care about and they say something you completely disagree with. Sometimes, whatever it is they said is so perhaps insensitive or maybe it's even offensive or hurtful to you that it starts to make your blood boil. I know what that's like too. And I usually try to walk away at that point because it's really hard to stay engaged, isn't it? Listening across difference and hanging in there with difficult conversations takes practice and skill. It requires patience, compassion, mindfulness, and self-awareness, among other things. And perhaps above all, it requires genuine interest, curiosity, and attention on behalf of the listener. So let's start there. When someone says something you disagree with, see if you can turn to curiosity. See if you can find out what is beneath or behind the opinion that is bothering you. Look for the hurt or the pain this person may be experiencing beneath the words that they are saying out loud. Or, As Benjamin Mathis of the Free Listening Movement says, we must work to hear the person, not just the opinion. When someone has a point of view we find difficult to understand, disagreeable, or even offensive, we must look to the set of circumstances that person has experienced that resulted in that point of view. Get their story, their biography, and then you'll open up the real possibility of an understanding that transcends disagreement. Like the roots of a tree, our stories, which can create our beliefs, are completely unique and also connected. It is through story that we find common ground enough to coexist in the face of great, often necessary, tension. So when you find yourself in disagreement, just ask one question. Will you tell me your story? I'd love to know how you came to this point of view. Will you tell me your story? I'd love to know how you came to this point of view. And there it is. An opening into compassion and shared humanity. If the other person responds well to your question and does in fact share their story, and you are quick to listen, slow to speak, and if you hang on just a little bit longer than maybe you want to, you may find yourselves more connected than you thought, both human, both flawed, both struggling to navigate a complex world with different viewpoints, sure, but shared humanity. Some community organizers in recent years have put this concept to the test with favorable results in an effort called deep canvassing. Rather than the typical political canvassing where someone knocks on your door, asks you who you're voting for, and then moves on, deep canvassing is about deep listening and staying long enough to have a meaningful conversation. Deep canvassers go door to door in an effort to learn people's stories and, yes, change people's minds about key issues, particularly when it comes to diverting them away from prejudice and towards acceptance of others. For example, in Massachusetts in 2018, when transgender rights were on the ballot in that state, and voters were deciding whether or not to keep a law that banned discrimination based on gender identity, deep canvassers went out into the neighborhoods and started knocking on doors. If they met a voter who wanted to get rid of the law, they wouldn't call them out for prejudice. Instead, they did something more radical. They listened, non-judgmentally, and began a conversation. Of course, some of these listeners were transgender themselves or non-binary, and no doubt this was somewhat painful for them. Deep listening is hard, but it worked. Massachusetts voters voted to keep the non-discrimination law on the books, and deep canvassers see their work as part of that success. The science on this agrees. A study done in 2016 showed that even a 10-minute deep canvass conversation could reduce transgender prejudice for at least 3 months, which is promising, but indicates that it's not a one-and-done situation. People need to keep talking and keep sharing their stories, listening to other people's stories across a lifetime to stay connected and compassionate across difference. It is a long-haul strategy, and maybe it will reap few immediate rewards, but it just might work in the long run. Study after study is confirming that our current trend of call-out culture and shaming do not work to change people's minds at all. You can't shame someone into a different opinion or reduction of prejudice. The new research shows that if you want to change someone's mind, you need to have patience with them, ask them to reflect on their life, and listen. Deep listening is powerful. Some of the key questions that the deep canvassers used in Massachusetts, for example, and in other places, included the following. Do you know anyone in the affected community? What is their story? How do you relate to their story? And if they don't know anyone in the marginalized community, they may ask something like, when was a time someone showed you compassion when you really needed it? To get them to reflect on their experience when they might have felt something similar to the people in the marginalized community. This style, this concept of deep listening, deep canvassing, is so counter to the culture of political dialogue that we currently have, isn't it? We are living in a moment in history in which everyone is quick to speak and has a platform to magnify their opinions online. We rarely take the time to listen to the person beneath the opinion, asking, "Will you tell me your story? I'd love to know how you came to this point of view." Asking these questions requires more time and commitment than we're used to giving people these days, but it may be one of the best ways forward to heal our divisions and our democracy in America. As Catholic priest and theologian Henry Nouwen once said, listening is a form of spiritual hospitality. The beauty of listening, he says, is that those who are listened to start feeling accepted, start taking their words more seriously and discovering their own true selves. Listening is a form of spiritual hospitality by which you invite strangers to become friends, to get to know their inner selves more fully, and even dare to be silent with you. When you listen to someone with a different opinion than your own, you are offering them spiritual hospitality. In turn, I hope you receive the same. And I hope a true dialogue develops that builds trust and the opportunity to keep learning and talking and understanding. Our social justice team here at People's Church has been doing a wonderful job this year hosting forums on how to do exactly this type of thing, how to have uncomfortable conversations about race in particular. The next one is coming up next Sunday, October 11th, before the service. So I do hope you will join us for that, because we all need practice on this. We all need to keep learning. Finally, as I reflect on this topic of deep listening and deep canvassing, I can't help but wonder who might come knock on my own door someday and challenge me on one of my beliefs. What am I missing? Where do I hold prejudice? Whose story do I need to know? And as we navigate these difficult times, I invite us all to consider the same questions. Beloveds, as we move forward, with every day bringing a new challenge, it seems, let us become storytellers of the tender places within, where we are marginalized and experience pain. But let us also be quicker to listen than we are to speak. Let us be deep listeners first, who pay attention to the stories that need the most attention in our world right now. The stories from the people on the margins. The stories of the children at the border. The undocumented. The transgender person. The uninsured. The person experiencing poverty. People of color. Women. Those who are crying out to be heard. Let us listen. Let our hearts break open with compassion and care for the least among us. And then, let's go vote to make sure their voices are being heard in the halls of our government as well. May this be so.